Mental toughness and agility are prerequisites for those daring to compete in the polysyllabic world of spelling. This week, 273 kids came to Washington, D.C., eager to test their acumen in the pressure-filled 78th Annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. Here are some excerpts from today's final rounds.
Incessorial. I-N-S-E-S-S-O-R-I-A-L. Incessorial.
Incanabula.
Incanabula.
Yes.
May I please have the language of origin?
It's Latin.
Could you please repeat the word?
Incanabula.
How do you spell that?
Wish I could tell you.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Faviolate or faviolate.
Could I have a definition, please?
Monogonetic.
Means cellular.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Brittany learned that the blue butterflies she saw in the garden are monogonetic.
Nice.
Monogonetic.
G-N-E-I-S-S. Nice.
C. I-F-O-R-M, falciform. Thanks, Mom.
Ulpan.
What?
Ulpan.
Ulpan?
Ulpan.
Ulpan?
Sounds right. Ulpan. Can you say it into the mic?
Ulpan.
Cancrazans or cancrazans.
Whatever. okay.
Definition, please.
Entrecote is a steak cut from between the ribs. Sometimes
and it's French again?
A Latin to French.
Yeah, I do get all the French words. Entrecote. E-N-T-R-E-C-O-T-E. Entrecote.
The competition stretched on for a nerve-wracking 19 rounds, and in the end, it came down to an eighth grader spelling this word.
Appoggiatura.
Definition.
An accessory embellishing note or tone preceding an essential melodic note or tone and usually written as a note of smaller size.
Appoggiatura. Language of origin.
Latin to Italian.
Appoggiatura. Appoggiatura. A-P-P-O-G-G-I-A-T-U-R-A.
And with that word, appoggiatura, 13-year-old Anurag Kashyap from San Diego, California, clinched the title. For his win, Anurag takes home $22,000 in cash, a $5,000 scholarship, an assortment of gifts from Encyclopedia Britannica, a $1,000 savings bond, and two very proud parents.